Jono, you're a legend, mate. And that's actually me singing that behind you. It sounds like Bon Jovi,
doesn't
it? So I'm the Bon Jovi lover. Robbie Slater's in the house.
Slats and slats.
And, mate, thank you for coming in. I think you've mate, come in to
yeah.
say
hello
and goodbye.
Well, I've come in to say that it took me about 30 seconds to decide. You know, TK rang me and said, slats, slats. He said, you know, probably a good move for me. And, no, in honesty, mate, I was flawed, to be honest. Mm. I mean, obviously, you two are, you know, Batman and Robin. Mm. Laurel and
it's
Hardy.
It's funny, mate, we're talking about, and I'll always go back to partnerships. And, okay, Mark Taylor comes up because he was the best batting partnership I had. And you know why? Because we were best mates and we took it to the middle.
Mm.
And I think this show, once we got each other and we got that closeness, the show went to another level because we took friendship on air. And it's genuine. We can rib each other. When we have a Barney on air, that light goes out and we laugh at each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're not punching each other up, but it's a friendship, and you understand that, mate.
Yeah,
the synergy's right, and you can be yourself.
Yeah.
And he's always let me be myself.
Also, as hard as it is for you, it's also
very difficult.
Very difficult for
very
TK.
Sad,
and
this show,
10 years is a long time.
Yeah,
and
it
it's
is.
A decade.
And
that's a long time.
I think those who didn't quite get me and like me for 9.5 years were maybe starting to, and now the show will have a different dynamic. But I tell you, I believe in this show so much, and I've been so passionate about the Big Sports Breakfast, and it's going to roll.
Well, mate, I've only done it
for
a couple of months, and I've enjoyed it, and you can see the dynamic you guys have. And
but
you know, also the people that even after that 9.5 years still dislike you. They're gonna. There's a lot of people are gonna miss just ringing up just to give it
of
to
course.
You.
Of course,
they're gonna not like not having me there to not like me.
Exactly. It's always the way as well. So there's always that very small percentage that want to do that. But looks, lads, I think you've done obviously a terrific job, and you're not finished yet. Jeez, you've got ages to go.
It's the final hour.
And you can be proud of what you've done,
It's a reflection time, isn't it, when you're sort of closing the door.
And it's not over, mate. You move
on. No, absolutely.
And your friendship will...
Of course it will.
God's sake, I'm going to get a tear. I don't cry.
I have already.
Robbie.
Please,
we've all shed a tear.
I've just had Mario giving me the please.
We've all shed a tear this morning. Robbie, the funny thing was he sung a little bit of Bon Jovi, right, to the break. And
did
people
really?
Have texted in saying, obviously the singing career is not your next...
Next gig.
Next
it's not
gig.
The next gig.
The wedding singer.
The wedding singer. The
look, we'll do a little bit of soccer. Not.
Don't have to do too much.
Ange's
beautiful interview now for talking about emotion and obviously Slats is full of it.
Whinging about people giving it to him.
Yeah, look, surprising because, you know, there was a few. Look, I didn't see the whole interview, but I saw bits and pieces of it. I thought it was soft. I thought it was... I thought it was weak. I thought it was... Thanks for that, guys. That wasn't Mario. That was Ben this time.
Sometimes. You wouldn't think a national
coach
would be effective.
I thought it was
like
just
that.
Full of excuses. I'm not saying that one. And, mate, I thought it gave more questions than answers. He didn't actually give a reason why he left. At the end of the day, Ange walked out on his nation. He walked out on his country, had a commitment to go to the World Cup, the end of the journey, and instead he's chosen money in Japan. That's I've got no problem with that.
Me neither.
But don't give us all the bullshit along the way of it's me and Mark Bosnich criticising him, it's this and that, it's, you know, it's every other thing apart from the fact is he had made his decision before and he went along with it. Good luck to him, but yeah, for me... walked out on the country.
You're right. And I don't have, we've had this, Slats and I have had this discussion many times, Robbie, about it's okay now to say, you know, I've done it for the money.
Yeah.
I got a better offer.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving that club and going there and whatever code.
It's fine.
I think people accept it now.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what, TK, why know, not just... this angle when all he had to do and everyone would have gone, yep, no problem. He should have gone, listen, I've spoken to the FFA. I've got a much more attractive offer. I've got to think about my family because this is a career that could end tomorrow. And he says, you know, I gave them the chance of maybe meeting that offer. They couldn't, so we part our ways. I think everyone goes, okay.
Fine.
Got no drama with that.
Yeah.
You say it as it is.
People will accept it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is 2017.
Smoke and mirrors and you call.
But to say that criticism was a part of it? You know, I mean, give me a break.
Jeez, even winning coaches cop the criticism.
Well, that's it. You know, you win a championship.
Well, this show, we've copped 10 years together.
10 years together.
Every day. I can tell you what.
Yeah. It's part of the fun, isn't it?
It is part of the fun.
Yeah. How good is it when you turn someone around? Yeah. You know, someone that attacks you and someone, and then all of a sudden you...
Yeah.
I'm still working on that, Robbie.
Well, the funny thing is that, you know, we in society judge people, and we judge people without knowing them. So I think when there's sort of, he's not as big a wanker as we thought. Yeah. Or, you know, there is a real side, not this.
Yeah.
But, it is nice if someone, I get you now.
I can't believe you've ditched us for lunch.
Now, disrespect to the Hyundai A-League. Where do you think I would rather be going?
Yeah. Yes.
Driving up the F1.
All right. I'll FaceTime you at about 3:30 this afternoon.
Oh, jeez.
We'll have a good chat.
Have you got a good thing for us over the weekend? Because we can still have a punt.
Oh, look, I think there's a few specials. I think Sydney is specials in Wellington, of course.
By 2 goals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that could be more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we can find a price for
the assistant coach is gone this week. They're one of their best players, Vidicic, he's gone. So that's really, they got massive problems in Wellington. And I think victory in the derby is specials as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Melbourne City don't have a number 9.
So 2-0, $7.50. You can get 2 goals plus for Sydney FC. And Melbourne victory, $2.50 up against Melbourne City.
Yep.
$2.60 with the draw, $3.50. There you go. Double that up.
Double that
Robbie,
up.
Robbie, I appreciate you coming in today. It was too short, you and I.
It was. Very much so.
Been working on getting Billy and Kelly in here as well.
You drove him out.
Actually, I've arrived.
Let's swap. You sit there. Yeah. You sit there. Yeah,
that's right. Let's see how the chair feels.
I tell you, Slater for Slater. Listen, I like it.
Listen, Ben was behind it all.
There we go.
Can I tell you one thing? Marketing
this
would love
feels
it.
Weird sitting here.
Wow.
Look, they can even just put the Slats thing. They just, with the cereal box, they can just superimpose.
Yes. Well, Robbie's my hair's not dissimilar.
Yeah. And it can still be with TK and Slats.
Yeah, well, I've really stuffed that campaign up for them, haven't I?
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks.